brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's already the fifth day of November 2012 on this Monday. Tomorrow, the big election will be kicked off, and we will debate which globalist frontman will get us out of the bad situation we're in when the globalists carefully designed this post-industrial, anti-human, scientifically designed modern tyranny that is known as the New World Order we're going into. And we are basically headed downhill like a snowball headed for hell, as Merle Haggard once sang, because both parties represent the same interest. They just implement things a little bit different and jockey for control over the spoils. That said, Obama is taking over churches nationwide, destroying the First Amendment, telling them that they will pay for abortions for their employees on their insurance. They are shutting down our coal power plants that give us more than half our power. They are accelerating programs to ship our jobs overseas, but Romney supports that as well. Carbon taxes, you name it. He said he will go after your handguns, not just your rifles. So he is openly saying things that I would expect to hear out of Fidel Castro's mouth, out of Joseph Stalin's mouth, out of Mao Zedong's mouth, out of Idi Amin's mouth. And, you know, I think that's really what strikes me is that we know they're puppets, but the globalists have moved us down the road now where we're begging for somebody who supported abortion in the past, open borders, banning rifles, semi-autos, carbon taxes, wrote Obamacare, because he at least doesn't say small businesses didn't build anything, and at least now says he's anti-abortion and won't try to take all your guns. So, I mean, Democrats wouldn't have gotten away with this 20 years ago, posing as a Mitt Romney. And now, the globalists have moved us so far down the road here, and close to half the public's dependent on government, that we are circling the black hole. Scientific tyranny is upon us, and it's just striking to hear a U.S. president saying you didn't build that. It is shocking to see the public so dumbed down that they don't even understand the basics of our system. They don't understand that government can't and won't deliver you aid. They're now 7 days in to no power, 3 million people still. People ran out of food within a day, a dumpster diving. The public didn't know. Even people that had money didn't know to go get food. They had like 5-6 days to get ready. And there's all these things on the news, people begging politicians for food and water and gasoline. And then, of course, the government can't deliver it to them. The police are out busy arresting people that dare have bows and arrows and baseball bats in their homes because you're not allowed to defend yourself. Some guy went and picked up gasoline in a neighboring state to bring back a bunch of containers of it to his friends and family. They arrested him. You see, if you try to help people, they're going to put you in jail. Domestication is the name of the game, but if you're stealing trillions of dollars, you're an offshore banking cartel, if you're the CIA and the UN caught running giant child kidnapping rings, you're not going to get in trouble. In fact, you know, you steal a little, they put you in prison. You steal a lot, they make you king. That's been said for thousands of years, different ways. It's been posthumously, stated that this person or that said it, but it's just been well known for a long time. And we're now entering a hyper-decadent cycle. This country will collapse and rot into a giant cesspit. The only question is, how long will it take, and can we ever restore anything after we hit rock bottom? And government's dug in to make sure that doesn't happen. The collapse is meant to just destroy everything good and reduce everything down to pure evil. And that's the scientific program. The government is cancer, and it's run by foreign banks that, well, for lack of a better term, I would dub Satan. We'll be back with all the big news. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me.
7 or 11, Snake Eyes watching you. The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. The only God the politicians need is the Ace of Spades. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Monday, November 5th, 2012, and I am your host, Alex Jones. Bev Harris, probably the leading expert, in fact, hands down, she is, when it comes to actually proving election fraud, bipartisan, across the board, nationwide, the HBO documentary, of course, Hacking Democracy. In the last 15 years, you know, she's gone from having 90-plus percent of people in major polls saying election fraud is impossible to now I've seen polls of 8 out of 10 people saying they know there's massive election fraud taking place. The only question is exactly who is in control of it. As Stalin famously stated, the Russian dictator, who Obama's policies more and more mirror, very creepy, said that it doesn't matter who casts the ballots, it matters who counts them. And so we're going to be looking at that today. Of course, they don't just rig elections to a great extent nationwide. there are some areas that have more transparent voting, but other areas that have been proven to be total frauds. No, they also control both of the candidates, obviously. There's a lot of different globalist special interests, but they're all linked up, pushing this global corporate, unelected, anti-free market, anti-family, post-industrial model of government that I call basically the siege government or the total government, the authoritarian government 2.0. But we're going to be looking at every angle of this with Bev Harris with an update today, just for about 10, 15 minutes. Then she'll be on with us about 30 minutes, obviously, tomorrow on Election Day, November 6th. And then I think for an hour on Wednesday in the aftermath. And she always travels the country and has a lot of different sources out there that give her very, very important information. So she's going to be joining us, and we'll be on top of that situation with Bev Harris over the next 3 days. Also, you know I do InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, every weeknight with my great crew of anchors and reporters here. And I will be hosting the news along with my reporters out in the field with live feeds, getting voter response out there on the streets of Austin, Texas. Kind of a nice snapshot of the rest of the country. A very diverse, eclectic city I live in. So we'll be having that tomorrow night from 5 to midnight and probably even longer. I'll do the 3-hour radio show, and then I'll be back 5 to midnight Central. And we're going to have Gerald Celente on, Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and I'm going to try to call Washington Times reporter Joe Curl, get his take. We're also working on getting Colonel Schaefer on, who went on Fox News over the weekend and pointed out what Joel Skousen said last Friday and what's now been confirmed. They had drones overhead with live video feeds over the 5 hours of the ambassador being killed, and that was definitely a stand-down. And I'm going to ask Tarpley about this, maybe even get Dr. Pachinik on, because I respect both these men. I think they have great minds. I think they legitimately say what they believe. But if they're saying it was a neocon hit on the ambassador, why didn't Obama send people in to defend him? I mean, I understand a false flag to make Obama look bad, like he couldn't protect this guy, but Al-Qaeda was brought in by NATO and by the West. Obama says our military is under NATO control. That's in the executive orders. It's in the whole force structure. Just incredible things are happening in plain view. Treason. And it's bipartisan. So, I mean, does that mean neocons are actually running the Obama administration and then they're blaming him with a coup from within? I mean, that just doesn't fly. The neocons are trying to knock down the door to get back in with their darling Mitt Romney. We're going to get into that as well tomorrow night with those guests. We've also got some special guests joining us on the main radio show tomorrow. But there will be a free video. We're also going to send out over the audio feeds for everybody out there, not just video feed. Some people like to listen instead of watch. The main feeds at 5 o'clock will switch over from the rebroadcast to the radio show. Retransmission of that will switch over to the live coverage that we're going to have from 5 Central past midnight. I have no doubt that I'll probably punch out at midnight, and if things are still going on, it may be contested. They may postpone the election. They've got the Board of Elections in New York City in NBC and also in other publications. CBS are reporting that the New York City Board of Elections, it's possible voting may be permitted beyond Tuesday. You've got large areas of the Jersey Shore that have declared martial law, like the town where they shot Jersey Shores has over the weekend, calling it martial law. Aaron Deitch wrote an article about that title, Jersey Shore Declares Martial Law. You got a couple million in Jersey and a couple million in New York without power, and hundreds of thousands in a smattering of other states, and they can't vote. You know, they were saying that the marathon would go forward, but government couldn't get that together. And government is busy arresting people with baseball bats and bows and arrows in their homes and arresting people that drive to a nearby state to fill up a bunch of cans of gas to bring it to their neighbors. And the police, I have the article, showed up and arrested the guy and said, you know, you're hoarding gas. He's like, they caught him, quote, at his house giving the gas to his neighbors. See, in Katrina, they blocked everybody getting out on the highways. You could walk out or drive out. And then they even shot people. And that came out, murdered people, including a mentally retarded man who was walking out. I remember I first reported that because we had witnesses there who heard the shots, then asked what happened and walked up to the checkpoint. And they'd shot several people in that case, but killed a mentally retarded man who just wanted food and water and wanted to walk out. You are to go to the Superdome to be raped and die. And again, government could do a little better job helping people. They don't want to. They're there to dominate you. When a government goes bad, they put a culture of thugs in who cannot and will not help you. And it's the same thing with Chucky Schumer going out with women on TV begging him for help. We're freezing. We're freezing. We don't have any food. We don't have any water. And I was watching the video. These are pretty nice houses these people are living in. I could see mentally disabled, whatever, needing help. That's who government's supposed to help. By the way, it's coming out in the news. I have it here in my stack. The churches are where everyone is congregating and organizing. And it is the churches that people that did put food and water behind are going and donating part of what they've got. And that's what's holding society together 7 days into this. The churches are the ones, and the Red Cross, as usual, is taking the money and hoarding it, and will keep almost all of it. That's what they do. United Way, same ball of wax. Salvation Army is trying to help some people, but government is there directing everything, and they won't let you help them. You have to go get directions from them, and then they won't ever give you directions. And so there are just generators and piles of food and water. That's being reported. I have it here on the stack. As people beg for help, and it is Katrina 2.0. It is Katrina 2.0 right now. Sandy is Katrina 2.0. Melissa Melton, writing for Infowars.com. Threats to riot by Obama supporters reach crescendo. I played these clips yesterday. I'm going to play them again today back to back. Michael Moore running videos saying burn down U.S. cities if Obama not reelected and rip Romney's genitals off. And then they go on to say in Spanish, yes, we can. I mean, this is organized calling and saying, hey, it's good to riot if your guy doesn't win. We have Bill Maher on HBO saying the same thing. Black people are going to hunt down whites and attack them. They're selling the idea that it's racist if people vote for Romney. And I'm not even a Romney supporter. I know he's a globalist. But when you watch the Democrats, who are the benchmark of going as low as they can go, I mean, it is incredible how they are pimping racial division and selling it because that's how they operate. They need to keep the old paradigm going. Because with young people, folks, I'm pretty young, and I grew up in more modern times. I mean, I did not really ever see any type of racial stuff growing up in Dallas, Texas. I mean, different groups of people didn't know each other, would beat each other up. Two different groups of black guys would beat each other up. White guys and black guys would get in a fight because they were just a different group of people. Different groups of Mexicans would get in fights with Mexicans. Different whites would get in fights with Mexicans. I mean, there was lots of that going on, but it wasn't, hey, we're going to beat you up because you're white generally, or we're going to beat you up because you're Mexican. It was people were getting in fights, and they didn't know. I mean, you'd go to a bonfire, be a bunch of people in cowboy hats there, and, well, who are you? I don't know who you are. You look just like me, but I'm going to break your nose because I just feel like getting in a fight. That kind of stuff went on, but racial type stuff, I never really ran into that. And the issue here is that you turn on MSNBC, they are pushing it. You don't like government health care? You don't like socialism? You're a racist. And it is incredible what Paul Watson's put together. Threats to riot by Obama supporters reaches crescendo. Thousands of tweets on established tweets, so many we can't even count them, literally saying they're going to kill Romney, they're going to do this and that, racial type stuff. And what do you expect when you got a white guy, a poverty pimp, a divide and conquer expert, an abortion lover? You've got a death lover like Bill Maher gets up and says, hey, white folks, you vote for Romney, black people know where you're at. Imagine that level of garbage and Michael Moore and all of them pimping racial division because that's how they control people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So God forbid Obama not win tomorrow, because if there's an upset and Romney wins, we're probably going to see some rioting.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You see, I don't think, I know that the robber barons, the British, the Dutch royalty, the Rothschilds funded eugenics, funded Adolf Hitler, funded Kaiser Wilhelm before that and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. I know the Democratic Party decided in about 1910 to stop being racist towards blacks and other minorities so they could get control of their communities and destroy their communities and break up their families and imprison them and abort their children. Because Margaret Sanger wrote letters about it. They're online, they're public, the scans of it. They're in her university papers. And so that's why when I watch MSNBC and I watch Bill Maher and he separately says, I want more abortion, more death, I know what he's talking about. And then when he tries to play whites and blacks off against each other, I know what he's doing. He is dividing and conquering. And let me tell you something, folks. If my children are going to be free, your children have got to be free, no matter what color they are. And I want you to be free. I want you to be wealthy and successful and dynamic. And I want our progeny to colonize the stars together because we are humankind together. And I am so sick of the racist, social engineering, vicious Democratic Party waging unmitigated, hellish war against minorities who sit there dumbed down just like the moron Democrat white people. And who sit there while they're being exterminated and dumbed down and domesticated. And then you got the Republicans who on average are a little more informed, a little more successful. They at least know that free market's better and that small businesses are better and that government can't and won't deliver and that there is no free lunch. But they hate the Democrats so much they can't figure out the Republicans are totally bought and paid for by the same group and are just there to play the part of the opposition. By the way, Mitt Romney does plan on trying to stir up war with Russia and others when he gets elected. Obama's been doing the same thing. He just puts out all this pro-Russia rhetoric. You will get the neocons who like to run around openly threatening people if Mitt Romney gets in. I'm not hoping Mitt Romney gets in. I'm going to tell you something, though. Intellectually, at a gut level, and it wasn't like this even a year ago, I know. And I fear that things are going to accelerate really bad under Obama. And that's all I can say. And maybe that's a good thing. Because, you know, Romney in every poll, every national poll and in all the major swing states was had come to a dead heat or was 3 to 5 points, 6 points and some ahead of Obama. And the hurricane hit. And I told you that it would let him grandstand, get the surge out of the news, get Benghazi out of the news, the Benghazi cover-up, which is now confirmed that they had live video feeds of it and stood down for 5 hours. That's confirmed. I said, and I'm not a rocket scientist here, I said this, if anything gets Obama in, this is it, along with election fraud. But both sides do it, so it's whoever can control the most machines and engage in the most cheating. And who knows when everything's so corrupt, it's like a hall of mirrors with a smoke machine going, you know, with the ceiling turned upside down. I mean, on a roller coaster. All I know is we got a bunch of crooks running things, and we can rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic all day long. And see, I'm just like everybody else. I hoped Obama. I didn't support him because I wasn't stupid, but I said, I hope Obama lives up to his promises 4 years ago. But I said, his advisors are all globalists. He's going to break every promise, and he did. Except for giving you socialist health care, and that's not even socialist. It's written by the big mega banks that own the insurance company, so I guess it was a fraud too, but he at least delivered on the surface with that. And he got in, and it was just as bad as I thought it would be. Exactly what I said would happen, because I know the agenda. And I'm here, even though I'm not supporting Romney or Obama, I've got to say, well, at least Romney says he's anti-abortion. At least he says he won't try to ban handguns and rifles, as Obama has said. And then I feel immoral for not endorsing and pushing Romney, because I go, well, what happens if Obama gets in and totally takes over and it's 10 times worse and isn't facing re-election, and then it really gets bad? Well, I wish later. But you know what? It's just all evil, and that's the way it is, and we as a nation are being judged here. And I'm normally very decisive, but when you're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, the reason I can't figure out what's better in my mind of the two is because the whole ship is sinking. And that's why I can't figure out which one I want to support, because it's the left-right paradigm. Like never before, right there in front of us. I just look at how authoritarian the Democrats are and how they're pushing race baiting everywhere. It is despicable. While saying they're the anti-racist, it's so frustrating. I'm so tired of it. We're going to get into the collapse that's happening in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey. Government, as usual, is not helping anyone, doing a horrible job, going out and arresting people that try to help their neighbors. We're going to get into the calls for rioting if Obama loses that are intensifying. Big article up at InfoWars.com on that. Bev Harris is coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
If you go to InfoWars.com, and I'm Alex Jones, your host, thank you for tuning in, or PrisonPlanet.com, you'll notice we've changed the normal format on the front pages to a big puppet theater with Obama and Romney up there. And we're going to be tracking election fraud, which comes out every election, both off-year elections and big presidential elections. And we've made a lot of headway. A lot of people have gone to jail. Fraud's been certified in multiple states. Diebold executives have gone public. Others have gone public admitting fraud in the black boxes that they say are proprietary with the system. Whoever controls them, depending on, in the case of Senator Hagel in Nebraska, 90-plus percent of the votes for him cashed on machines he owned, or whether it's Hart InterCivics, predominantly controlled by the Romney family, and one of Romney's sons controlling a large portion of the votes, or Democratic-connected groups controlling large swaths of the country that use different machines. It is really unprecedented that this is right in our face. What Stalin said, I don't care who votes, I care who counts the ballots. To paraphrase his famous quote. So we stand here at the threshold, and I remember 10, 12 years ago interviewing Bev Harris and I remember interviewing the Collier brothers before they died. I remember interviewing their daughter. I remember interviewing all the different election fraud specialists, but Bev Harris is preeminent amongst them because of her tireless work and her history as a corporate fraud investigator. That now most people, I've seen national polls, 80 to 90-plus percent, depending on which one, say they know there's problems with voting in this country. My issue is the UN is so corrupt with what they do, overthrowing countries and things, that I don't think you can have Satan come judge Beelzebub or Lucifer, and you know the pot can't expose the kettle here, basically, out of the frying pan into the fire. But the UN is running around as well. People out in California are being fired from the elections if they complain about it. In several states like Texas, they're saying they're going to arrest UN monitors. I think it's fine as long as they're not in the polling place itself. But see, they're not going after the machines. They're going after, you know, people not being able to vote repeatedly. So it's that classic socialist mode. But Bev Harris is an American writer, activist, and founder of Black Box Voting, Inc., a national nonpartisan nonprofit educational watchdog group. She helped to popularize the term black box voting while authoring the book of the same title. In 2003, she discovered the source code for voting manufacturer Diebold Election Systems, which now operates under the name Premier Election Systems, and she proved it was designed to go in and flip it and then cover it up. Oh, yeah, it's really nice. After examining these files, Harris wrote an article in July of 2003 detailing how to bypass passwords and manipulate election results on the Diebold GEMS central tally system. And, of course, they made a blockbuster film that aired on HBO, Hacking Democracy, with her. And Harris also filed a whistleblower lawsuit alleging that Diebold Election Systems had made false claims when selling their system to Alameda County, California. Diebold paid the state of California $2.6 million to settle the case. Blackboxvoting.org is her site. Bev, we're going to keep you about 10, 15 minutes. I know you're a busy lady. You're going to pop in tomorrow and then longer on Wednesday and then maybe even Thursday once we learn of what's happened. It's not a question of will there be fraud. The only question is how much of it will we discover? Bev Harris, what are you seeing since we talked last week developing?
Well, one thing I'm seeing is a really big effort to focus people's attention away from the insiders. You know, we're starting to see, oh, some guy came out and claimed on the Internet that he had voted four times in North Carolina. Understand what that is. That is an attempt to focus your eyes away from the insiders and instead put them on outsiders. The problem isn't outsiders coming in to commit fraud. The problem is happening on the inside. And, you know, you mentioned we've made a lot of progress with public awareness. We really have. And I think now they know that the public knows there's something wrong. So they're going, well, what do we do next? Well, let's focus their attention on the outside game. No, we have to pay attention to where it's happening, and that's the people with inside access.
And I guess they call that comptroller-style fraud. That's always the biggest threat, just like we saw John Corzine ordering billions of dollars to disappear.
Right, right. I mean, if you look at bank robbery, although it's always in the papers about, you know, a guy with a mask who comes in with a gun to rob the bank, most theft from banks happens from the inside, from their own accounting staff. Inside fraud is outnumbers outside fraud, probably in elections, you know, 100, 1,000 to 1.
Sure. So you're saying retail fraud is always the distraction when it's the centralized fraud and the fact that the integrity of the system is a proven scam. That's the big kahuna.
Right. And we have to get still a little bit better at detecting, at getting our BS meter to perform better, because the idea that we're watching, you know, if you're seeing it all over national TV, somebody is allowing it to get to national TV.
That's right. They fight tooth and nail to suppress for decades the electronic voting machine fraud that you and others have forced out in the open, but they never want to cover that.
And just a quick correction, I guess, although it's actually a difference without a difference. The Romney family itself doesn't have controlling interest in Hart InterCivic. When I say difference without a difference, though, what it is a Bain Capital spinoff that has controlling interest. And so, you know, you go through a couple of hoops before you find any Romneys there. And so there, you know, immediately, as soon as the story came out, NPR says, oh, nothing to see here. The Romneys aren't involved. Deflecting our attention from the fact that this is a Bain spinoff. Who is associated with Bain? Romney. And so we start seeing, and what's amazing is we see these outlets like NPR saying, not only is Romney himself not involved, but not to worry, even if he was, there's no problem.
Wow.
Who do they have? Who do they bring on to tell us that that's the truth? An election official who says, of course, nobody could tamper with my machines. You know, it's just such silliness.
Yeah, you have the Democrats and the Republicans defending a proven fraudulent system. And again, I mean, I've got a couple of subsidiary companies, but they're still under my control. And to sit there and say, oh, well, you know, it's a subsidiary, so it's not a conflict of interest. That's kind of like Romney saying, I have these blind trust, and they're not really blind trust because they're still in there manipulating them.
Right. So, you know, I think we're getting closer, though, Alex, to getting the public to the tipping point. And so now we're seeing these games of diversion, but they're really, even those aren't really working all that well. And, you know, I've told some people, look, if Romney does win, which looks very probable to me, but if he does win, then he better do poorly on the heart machines, because no amount of denial is going to take people's attention off those heart machines.
You're right. Let's talk about that, because, I mean, I see it kind of like one is cyanide, one is arsenic. Both of them are poisonous. Both of them are lethal doses. They work for the same globalist. But there are going to be some differences. I mean, I don't like the fact that Obama openly says he's going to go after handguns and rifles. You've got Romney saying he wants to, you know, expand big wars. I don't like that. I mean, it's kind of like pick your poison. But I do see Michael Moore calling for violence if Obama is not elected, saying that, well, if he's not elected, it's fraud. I see Bill Maher stirring up divide and conquer, really saying some horrible things. What do you think is going on behind that? Because you and I that are, you know, old school hands of the world studying this, they wouldn't let them, you know, go out and put this out in the media if they weren't being given some type of okay from up top. So I mean, what do you think the strategies are on both sides from these groups? And I really respect your view. Why do you think it's going to be Romney when the mainstream media is saying it's going to be Obama?
Well, what I watch, why I think it's going to be Romney, and by the way, that doesn't have anything to do with who really voted for who. That just has to do with who the chosen winner will be. What I watch right before the election is when they send out things all over the mainstream media to create plausibility, and especially when they send out implausible things to create plausibility. Let me give you an example. In 2008 in New Hampshire in the primary, we saw this happen with Hillary Clinton. Now, she had just lost the Iowa caucus, and she came out and said, and they said, well, oh, you know, Hillary was 18 points behind, but she's caught up now because she cried. And that made all the women decide to vote for Hillary. That's what I call implausibly trying to develop a veneer of plausibility. Well, I've been seeing a lot of that in terms of the Romney thing, where they're trotting out polls that are from these companies that use a known bias in their sampling method, and then and they're ignoring some of the other polls. And if they're working so hard to create plausibility, then it makes me think that they need that plausibility for some reason, i.e. they plan to create a result that they need plausibility.
Sure, Bev, I agree with you to a point, but we see both sides doing this. You know, having the bookies come out in Europe and the U.S. and say, you know, 70%+ chance that it's going to be Obama, or all the polls that were showing Romney winning by 3 to 5 points suddenly show it neck and neck or Obama winning.
I've missed that. I've been watching the other flip, so who knows now? Then maybe not, you know. I'm
who knows? We're going to find out tomorrow.
Predicting winners, by the way, I should tell you that.
Well, Bev, let me just add this. When it's all a smokescreen and fraud with both sides, who could know? I mean, it's gotten so corrupt, maybe don't even know. It's whoever can snatch the most, you know, control the most machines.
Well, yeah, there's no, regardless of who wins, there's absolutely no reason to have confidence in it. And there's also no reason to commit violence, because guess what? that's not going to get us any farther, any more than, you know, you see a bunch of people marching around in the street with signs nowadays. That doesn't work. That worked in the 60s. It doesn't work now. You know, we're really looking at this point, we need to expose the fraud and we need to do litigation and hope that we get a good judge. You remember with the tobacco litigation, they eventually won after losing a lot of battles because they just kept throwing it against the wall until they got a judge that found their way.
Well, that's like George Washington lost almost every battle but never gave up, so they finally won. I mean, it's whoever wants it the most.
Yeah, exactly. And we see this when we see them, you know, pushing in, for example, internet voting, which is like the worst of all worlds. And every time it gets defeated by citizens coming up to the legislator and testifying against it, it comes right back the next year with its corporate sponsors. Well, we got to do the same thing if we want the... If we want public sovereignty, if we want public control of our own government, we can't just give up after losing one fight. This is not something, and I tell people, we've got to get off the treadmill. You know, it's not something just about one election. It's about restoring our freedom.
That's right. We get 60% turnouts on average for these big presidential elections, or close to it. And you get, what, 8.5 or so? What's the average? Last time I checked, 8.6. The local turnout. We need people to take over their local towns and cities.
Yes,
we
need
people to take over the states. That's where the rubber meets the road, not just every 4 years wake up for a few months and then go back to sleep.
And the same thing goes with, if you're going to litigate about election, getting them back in the open, pick a small issue-oriented thing that happens locally, because there's not going to be as much dollars behind defending that. And all you have to do is win the principal. It doesn't matter which race you win the principal with.
Now, I know in the past, one of the final questions we've gotten, we'll get a bigger update from you on Election Day and then on Wednesday in the aftermath. Obviously, that's what's going to be really important, is what happens in the aftermath with Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. Now, I've studied this quite a bit, but break it down as simply as you could in a few minutes, like you were talking to, you know, say, a CNN audience. How does the election work when you see them come out and act like they've all gotten the numbers first? I know it was voter news services in the past, because it's not just regional fraud. I know we've seen chicanery up at the national level when they integrate that. What's the company called now?
It's called NEP, National Election Pool. It's the same guys as the Voter News Service. They just changed their name. And essentially, when you are watching CNN and you're channel surfing from channel to channel, and they're all pretending that they have their own analysts and they're going to tell you, it's not. They don't have different analysts. They're all using NEP. They all pay NEP. They have one set of analysts, and they all repeat the same numbers and pretend that they're having a horse race for who can get the results first. And what's so interesting is NEP this year has decided it's not going to exit poll 19 states. So I tell you, I really am. I'm going to watch TV tomorrow night with a stopwatch and see how quickly they call the states where they happen to have canceled the exit poll.
Unbelievable. What's your intel on what CBS News and others are reporting, that the New York Board of Elections is saying they may allow voting past Tuesday? What in the world is that going to do?
Not just that. They also said people can fax in their vote. They can email it in. And they're blaming it on the storm. But here's what I don't understand. In the Help America Vote Act, one of the things that they required was a disaster plan. Because, of course, it can happen. If you're going to depend on electronics and the electricity goes out, you need to have a backup plan. They have backup plans. So I also am a little confused by that, too, though, because they say that New York and New Jersey are not particularly swing states. So I don't know if that might be aimed at the House or something like that.
Yeah, we've got some close races in the House and the Senate on both fronts. But, I mean, that gives the lawyers more time to stir stuff up.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That gives companies longer to find extra votes, tweak things. That's not a good sign, though, probably, if they keep the election results out there for a couple days.
Well, you think that's bad, try California. They keep counting the votes 3 weeks after the election. I'm not kidding you. This is the thing down in California. They start counting the absentee votes, which is about 50% of the votes in California, 3 weeks before the election. So they pretty much know what they need on election day. And they keep counting these straggler votes all the way up for another 3 weeks. It's crazy to keep doing that.
Unbelievable. Bev, we've got a minute left. You're back with us tomorrow. Any other tidbits you'd like to relay to the audience?
I think we're just going to have have to watch and see which way the wind blows, and then the real work starts to unravel and find out how it happened. Regardless of who wins, it doesn't really matter. We have to unravel it and prove, at least find one or two locations that'll make good tests, either lawsuits or fraud investigations.
Because we've got to get the integrity of the system back if we're ever going to get out of this mess.
Right. It's a structural problem, and so we have to tackle, we're probably going to have the best luck tackling that at the local level or in one defined situation, and then expanding the principle out beyond that after we win a smaller one.
Folks, if you want to make real change, go to blackboxvoting.org and donate. Support this lady. She's going to be out there, and in the days and weeks after, we'll get updates from her as she ferrets out more corruption. She is absolutely like a pit bull, exposed these guys over and over again. Bev Harris, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Alex.
There goes Bev Harris. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you kind of a breakdown of some of the news we've got we're going to be going over. And then it's going to be open phones. Open phones throughout the next 2 hours here today. It's the day before the 2012 presidential election. It's November 5th, and I quite frankly just want to get this thing over with because it becomes a big distraction while they're busy having the courts rule there's no Fourth Amendment, while they're busy, you know, coming after our freedoms. The Republicans and Democrats are both the problem. We'll be right back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And what they're witnessing while we're busy distracted by the election. And another example of government can't and won't protect you. But if you've got a bow and arrow to protect your house, they're going to arrest you. If you drive to the nearby state to get cans of gas for your neighbors and deliver it to your neighbors, not even selling it, you're going to go to jail. If you try to help anybody, you're going to go to jail. Government's still out writing tickets, generating revenue with pleasure. Churches are trying as best they can to feed and clothe people, as usual. Government's working as best it can to abolish churches and turn them into government 501c3 charities. That's all coming up. Incredible videos contained in the article by Paul Joseph Watson. Threats to riot by Obama supporters reaches crescendo. We're going to be going over all that. Now, on Friday, we had some callers who were in New Jersey and in New York. It was three or four of them left on the line when the show ended who wanted to tell what they'd seen and what's happening. That was 4 days into it, 5 days into it. We're now 7 days into millions and millions of people in New Jersey, New York without power, looting, intensifying, you name it. Media keeping it as quiet as they can because they don't want it to be an election issue. We're going to be breaking all that down. The toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, if you go up to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we have Infowars Nightly News every night at 7 o'clock. But we're going to have tomorrow a free video feed. The audio feeds are always free, but we couldn't pay to have free video feeds all the time. It costs me sometimes $15,000 to stream free video because if you get, you know, 800,000 people over a day logging in, I mean, it's a big bill, even if you buy it in bulk. But we are going to have free video feeds tomorrow at 11 a.m. to 2 in the Listen Live area. If you just click the big mega banners at the top of Infowars.com that show Mitt Romney and Obama as puppets, you click on that, it'll take you to a page that has a video box. In fact, we ought to just start having that stream today. Just get people used to it so folks can send that link out. I'll tell the IT guys to go ahead and fire that video link up today. And then starting tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, during the show, it'll be a live feed. The audio feeds will be carrying it as well. And then 5 to midnight, we'll have live election coverage for InfoWars Nightly News, free to everybody. We're going to have Gerald Celente on, then Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Naomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and others. David Icke, by the way, is on tomorrow in the middle of the show. We got Jesse Ventura up for the aftermath of the election on Wednesday. So that is all coming up here. And I want to ask everybody to go to Infowars.com. You know, the whole top of the site now looks like a stage because it's puppets on it. Click that. It takes you to the page with a short blurb that Kurt Nemo put together with the free video feed. And that's the link to have. You go to Infowars.com, click here to watch. You click on that and you get the link and it goes out to everybody so that everybody has that link. And by the way, radio stations out there, I know you'll be carrying Fox and CNN and AP Radio and stuff. Anytime you want to just hear something you like during live election coverage, our affiliates out there, you are more than welcome to go and grab the high fidelity audio feeds we're going to have with all these big guests, or you're welcome to cut any excerpts out and play it on your news with people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury Department and Policy, Lou Rockwell, Ron Paul's former chief of staff, Naomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, Gerald Celente, and many others. By the way, Ron Paul, it was nice to get contacted by Ron Paul. Usually we do the other way. Last week we got contacted via Lou Rockwell for Ron Paul saying, hey, he wants to come on the show. So that's this Friday coming up in the aftermath of the election. Ron Paul hadn't been on a while. He was so busy with the campaign, I didn't want to wear him out. So Ron Paul is going to be on the show as well. All right, stay with us. Your calls are coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.